make it because it's so small. No bus short stops everywhere.
Well. All right, I call this meeting of the town of Mount Jackson to order. Roll call, please.
All right, Ms. Miller?
Here.
Mr. Andrick?
Here.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Here.
Mr. Shepherd?
Here.
Mr. Hockenbrock?
Here.
Mr. Rudy?
Here.
Mayor Miller?
Here. At this time, please join me in pledging.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Welcome once again, everyone. Do we have any agenda addition, deletions, or changes to come forth?
Mr. Mayor, if I may, new business, item number one. Let's split that into two separate votes, if we may.
So the first one being the appointment of Howard Hockenbrock, and the other one, number two, would be appointing Jim Wolf as the honorary trustee. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, is there a motion for that?
You
made the motion. I'll second. Thank you very much. Is there any discussion on this? We'll call for the vote.
Okay. Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Andrick?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Hockenbrock?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yes.
All right, thank you all very much. And again, that'll be added to as item number two under new business. Hear from the visitors. I don't have anyone, no one's on there. Anyone have any last minute decisions to want to talk? Hearing none, we will continue. Remarks and recommendations for the mayor. Well, it is good to be back in Mount Jackson. My family and I were in Chincoteague, Virginia on the Eastern Shore this past week, and it was cold down there for a little bit, and they were going through the rain like we've been going through as well. The good news is we sometimes think we don't have places to put water. I can guarantee you they do not have places to put water. Thank goodness the houses are up on some stilts or block. Want to thank the chief and his department for keeping an eye on the house while we were gone. That is a service. I know it was all you, chief, but I also know the humble man you are that we want to share that with your department, even though I know you did it all yourself. Okay, I know. But that is one service, as a lot of you probably already know. If you're going out of town or whatever, let the police department know, and they will keep extra tabs on your stuff. Just make sure you lock up your alcohol. I don't know if you noticed, but it just started down at the Union Cemetery. Mr. John Moore, who owns the Curtain Call Cafe, was able to get some 7th and 8th graders from North Fork Middle School, and they have started to clean the tombstones there at the Union Church. I've seen some pictures already. I'm hoping the sun will be out enough for me to look when this is all over, but it looks like they're cleaning up the church and painting the posts there. He's also wanting to work on getting that memorial sign for the World War II veterans done as well. So great to have him there with his wonderful coffee and company, and another one to spruce up right around downtown. So if you get a chance, take a look and slide in there and thank him. It's looking really good.
Want to add on that?
Yes.
I'll have another estimate. I talked with one of the with Neil.
Okay.
And I'm getting
for the roof.
Estimate for the roof.
Thank you. Thank you. Very good.
I should have it by tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you. One last thing is for those that are staying on council and those that are coming on, July 2nd, 8 a.m. is the organizational meeting here. So just reminding everyone, I'm sure Kevin will make sure we're there, and I promise I will be sworn in by then. All right. This time, we will move things over to remarks by council members, if anyone has anything.
Very briefly, if I may.
I was going to do a presentation.
No.
You have something else? Well, then you go right ahead, sir.
On Friday, I was invited down to Woodstock to meet with the Rails and Trails folks who want to convert this abandoned, removed from service rail line with the Rails and Trails. Rails and Trails is a whole, lots of moving project, but they're working hard at, with their committees and getting things lined to maybe make this happen. It was a very educational meeting I went to down there. So, when I hear news, I'll update you.
Very good. That's wonderful. Thank you. Anybody, any other council members want to take this opportunity? All right, we are going to move on to presentations. Well, as most of you know, we have two colleagues that are, this is their last meeting, and we're gonna miss both of them. I'm going to take the time to introduce our first, and that is Ms. Whitney Miller. As you all know, she has served here now a wonderful 4 years. She was with us on the Planning Commission. I don't think we're done utilizing your talents, but for right now, we just wanted everyone here, staff, council, put together a little presentation here for you. If I don't break it, if I do, it is a puzzle. Very heavy. Don't help me, Dobby. It's okay. You just sit right there.
There they are.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll read what we have here for you, young lady. With our greatest appreciation, the town of Mount Jackson's mayor and town council thanks Whitney S. Miller for your support and guidance in leading a path to success during your service on town council as the chairwoman of public properties and facilities. 2014 to 2018, Mount Jackson Town Council. So we want to thank you very much for everything. We'll get some pictures afterwards. A few words. It has been a pleasure working with you. I'm speaking, I know, for all of us on here, not only what you brought to the meetings, but I will say what you've done with the parks. 4 years ago, when we walked in this chamber together, that was one thing we discussed. Our town parks drastically needed improvement, not just for us looking at it with young children, but for everyone to enjoy. And the things that you and your committee have been able to do these last 4 years with upgrades to the pool, the walking path, I could sit here probably all evening and tout all that. And we're going to still have some equipment coming in from your latest work. You know, when I was elected, they said it's going to be hard filling the shoes of the person before you. But whoever I appoint to be in your position is going to have the same thing. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the work you've done for us. And we'll see you around.
Thank you all.
Yes. Ken, before I turn things over to my master of ceremonies number two here, I'm lucky. I get to see you every day being neighbors, and I don't know if you're the lucky one. I'm the lucky one. You had your work cut out for you trying to keep up and looking after me. But you have taught me a lot, both when I was on Lake Pupillon Council and coming up through. We served on a fire board together that none of us saw that or thought we'd ever have to do, but we got through that, and that was a lot of your leadership that got us through that. And, I don't want to take any more thunder away from Mr. Shepherd, but again, thank you for everything. The floor is yours, Mr. Vice Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's kind of a celebratory day today in some ways, like go Caps. But also sort of a melancholy day. Ken, I'm going to really miss having you on council. You were just an excellent colleague and a good companion to sit next to. I've worked out the math. For your total years on council, I don't have it right, but I know it's over 20 years that you've served our community.
Not quite. 19 years and 9 months.
See, this is what I mean. We're going to miss this. We're going to miss this. But I've often maintained that Mount Jackson has one of the best legislative bodies in the state of Virginia. And Ken is a major part of why we have that reputation. Ken listens. He listens intently. And then he carefully evaluates everything that was said. When James Madison was designing our national constitution, he developed the Senate, which is meant to be more reserved than a thoughtful part of the legislative process. George Washington compared the Senate to pouring hot tea into a saucer. to cool the passions of the moment. Ken, in many ways, as our one person said it, it just, his calmness just cooled the passions and listened to things. Now, Ken doesn't like the sound of his own voice. I don't think he does. His comments are always short, concise, but we can count on his words to bring value to any discussion we have. Ken is just a model of what a citizen legislator should be. So on behalf of the mayor, the council, and the citizens of Mount Jackson, thank you for your devotion. And if I don't drop this and make another puzzle, we had this commission for you from a local Shenandoah County potter. And it thanks you for years of your dedicated service to our community.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Do either one of you want to make a little statement?
Well, I didn't intend to spend 19 years, but I'm glad I did. I've enjoyed it, I really have, and I feel really blessed that the citizens of Mount Jackson have seen fit to allow me to do that. I would certainly be remiss to follow up on something that Rod mentioned there. You know, in the last two decades, I've served in parts of both of them. Town of Mount Jackson spent a lot of money. We spent millions. Finished this building, made major improvements to the water system. We built a new wastewater treatment plant. Mentioned the park, the sidewalks, various things that we've done. And I come from a business background, and it's impressed me the quality of the people, the men and women that I served with on this council. And I mustn't leave out the town staff and the town employees. It's been a great bunch of people to work with. We've done the job we've had to do, and we've done it in a business-like manner. And I certainly appreciated that, and I've been glad to be a part of it. Thank you.
You. Ms. Whitney, would you like to say anything?
Well, thank you all for all the guidance and support over the last 4 years. It went by fast. It was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun. So I certainly appreciate all y'all done for me.
We appreciate all you've done for the town. I wasn't going to keep it, I promise. What's that?
If you drew some hair, then you could be okay with Whitney.
Yeah, I know. Well, the good Lord made sure I can't do that. All right, well, that was very nice. All right. Town attorney, let's see if you can follow that.
Nah, impossible, won't even try. Nothing reported.
Thank you for being with us this evening. Chief, the floor is yours.
I just want to take a second to thank Mr. Mayor and Council. We've got the AEDs, and they're in the cars already, and I want to appreciate the funding from last month's meeting.
How quickly did you get that?
Council meeting was Tuesday. They were in our cars Friday.
Very good.
Government can move fast.
See? That is correct. Do you mind? I would like to have address. I know you worked on this last month, unless I'm taking away from another time that you were going to bring it up.
No, this would be good. The noise?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you address that? I know you were working on that for us since our last meeting, and I just wanted to make sure you clear up your findings.
I spoke with Ed Carter from VDOT, and I explained to him the situation and the matters that we addressed at the last council meeting.
I'm going to pause you a second. Just so everyone knows, it was brought up at the last meeting by a citizen about the engine brake noise, Jake brakes is what it typically is called, that goes through town and makes those rumbles a lot around Conneaut Boulevard. I've heard it behind my house on Main Street, but just so everyone's on the same page, go ahead, Chief.
Well, I spoke with Mr. Carter. VDOT is not behind putting any kind of signs up. if we put a sign up asking truck drivers not to use their jig brakes, they will either ask us to take the signs down or they will take them down. Department of Transportation, DOT, that is a required safety equipment. They must have them on the vehicle. In the event that we put signage up and a truck came down into town and did not use their jig brakes and there was an accident, the town of Mount Jackson would be liable. So I don't see this, as far as enforcement, there's nothing we can do to enforce. We could hear the brakes go on, but we wouldn't be able to write any kind of town ordinance on this because you don't know what the mindset of the driver is. Is he using them because he has to? Or is he using them just to make noise like some of them do? We can't prove what's in somebody's mind, so we couldn't even enforce it. And part of what you hear is trucks getting off the southbound off-ramp and then coming down Mount Jackson Road before they come to the town limits are actually in the county. They're not in the town. So we couldn't enforce anything out there anyhow. So I don't know what the answer is, but unfortunately VDOT won't support us. And it's just part of what they have to do to stop, especially when they're under load.
No, I appreciate you diving into this. We've been hit a few times at council meetings with this. We've talked briefly and we assumed this was gonna be the matter that we were gonna be up against. But I just didn't want anybody to think that we didn't at least.
Yeah, Mr. Carter was.
It's not a lot of common sense with it, because you and I and most anybody in this room can see that if someone's coming through town that's opposed to 25-35 and they're hitting it, they're a cowboy. They're not trying to save. I mean, but again, that's not, you can't enforce that.
The only thing, I mean, because a lot of times they come down that hill and they're underloaded and they're going to have to use those brakes.
How do other towns, and this is probably not a fair question, how do other towns who have these signs?
I don't know. I did not discuss that with Mr. Carter, but I was just discussing from our perspective, and he said they are not in favor, they don't support it, nor will they support it, because it is a safety issue. And once you have a truck not use them, and they lose control, and somebody get hit by a tractor trailer under load, something bad's gonna happen.
Sure.
And town of Mount Jackson's gonna be liable for it because we posted signs out there saying don't use your jig brakes.
The only other thing that I can think of, and most of you know, I've been appointed to serve as on the general laws and policy for the state through VML. This would fall into one of the discussion areas that I will have next month. So, I'll have police, I'll have some different, I'll have state representatives there. At least I will make the attempt to bring it up to them to get a more Richmond answer instead of a Stanton maybe answer, so to speak. I think our answer is going to be the same, but I would feel better, at least for us who have the question and know that this is not being used up probably 90% of the time, when we hear it the correct way.
It's being abused.
Oh,
everything gets abused. My only recommendation would be maybe from the other side of the southbound off-ramp, it turns into this 35 mile per hour zone, all the way till we get to the town limits. Well, it stays 35 as you come into Connaughtville.
Yes.
Maybe a decrease of 25, you mean a decrease the speed limit down to 25, might slow them down a little bit where they don't have to rely on the brakes as hard. I don't know, but once again, nobody follows the speed limit anyhow.
Well, that's what keeps you in business. We have some, at least, you know, I appreciate, and I know we all appreciate you diving into this, kind of knowing what the answer was going to be anyway. But
yeah, unfortunately, I wasn't seeing it.
Maybe I can talk to some others and see who has them anymore. Maybe that was a thing that used to be and isn't anymore. I don't know. You know,
I cannot remember seeing, when I'm out traveling, I can't remember seeing anybody having them.
I can't think of anywhere in the state. What we may be up against if someone was in Maryland or Pennsylvania or somewhere else in another state traveling that would allow it.
Either Percival or Leesburg has them in town.
Yeah, they do.
Leesburg has them. I think Stanton has some.
I wonder if it's the verbiage. I wonder if the sign says, like, please use jig brakes appropriately.
Both of those towns have bypasses.
There's noise ordinance in some of those towns.
Well, we have
no, it's not Stanton, it's Roanoke has it.
Okay. Well, we'll dive into this maybe a little bit more, at least to figure out how they have it verbalized and make sure, because the last thing we need is the liability of any of that. Okay. Anybody have any questions for Chief on that? Well, I just wanted him to address that for us. Thank you again. All right, town manager, the floor is yours.
Mayor, outside of the agenda items, I just have one thing. I did attend the VDOT public meeting this evening at the Strollsburg High School. As you probably are aware, VDOT is looking at the entire 81 stretch to look at possible improvements to 81. The meeting this evening was basically to receive input from citizens and public officials on the problem areas on 81 that people recognize and know about. They had a lot of statistics as far as accidents and traffic volume and so forth. This is the first of several public meetings that they'll be having. Again, this evening was just to allow the people to provide some input, and they'll probably have another public meeting in August and probably one more later this fall to talk about possible funding sources for these improvements. But first, they're trying to identify the problem areas and possible solutions and then come up with a financing plan. So I'll keep you in the loop on that. It was well attended from all jurisdictions and people throughout the county and so forth. There is one tomorrow for the Stanton District, but it's in the Stanton area. So
yeah. Well, thank you for going. I really wanted to attend that.
They had a lot of boards from the stretch from Frederick County all the way up to Rockbridge County. So but anyway, we all know the issues with 81, with the accidents that occur and the traffic that flows off of 81 into the small towns and the problems associated with that, and then the long waits when you're out on 81, there isn't an accident and traffic, traffic lanes are closed. And so, there are issues out there, but with a lot of many other things, funding is always a factor of that list. So anyway, I just wanted to report on that.
Thank you very much. All right. Committee reports. Mr. Shepherd, we're back to you, sir.
Back to me, and I'm on the agenda, so I will point to pass.
All right. Ordinance, the floor is yours.
10 cars were removed from the town this month without tags and just basically junk cars.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
But that's also department doing its thing.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mayor, if I might add, speaking of vehicles, we're also, we're in that season of tall grass complaints, and I know the police department has, expended a lot of time and effort in getting some of these areas taken care of. So I appreciate your help on that.
We all do. Anything else, then?
No, sir.
Thank you, sir. All right, personnel.
Realizing how short we've been in help here in the town office at times with different circumstances, long term, short term, the personnel committee met to try to see what we could do to give additional administrative help to the office staff here. And we want to recommend that the clerk's full-time position be restored before there's any, before we create another position for part-time. And that way we can assess the needs and what the duties that position would be responsible for. So that's the recommendation of the personnel committee.
Thank you all for meeting and taking that under advisement.
Yeah, we met twice and they were, we bounced everything around we could, and that's basically what we come up with. We thought would be the best situation.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Public safety.
Do not have a report from rescue and fire, because David is still recovering from a surgery that he had, and things are, he didn't get to it this month.
Understood.
For the police report, we have a total of 482 calls received by the department for May, which is up 11 from April. In the criminal offenses report, there were 5 criminal offenses reported and 5 closed and cleared, and clean slate. The other thing, you've already mentioned the AEDs that were added, and I do want to add my thanks on the behalf of the Public Safety Committee to the staff, and now into the council for the quick action on that. That was an important device to have in the cars, and it's really great that it could be done so quickly. 4 open doors or windows, and that might sound, I always report that, it might sound like it's just 4 doors or windows, but what we have to realize is that 4 doors and windows require the attention of 8 officers. You know, each time we find one, or the officers find one, they have to call another officer to assist them and check in the property. And so I think we need to recognize, and I'm saying this for the public more than anything else, recognize that an open window, an open door, is not a minor thing. It does require attention from the department that takes some kind. And that's my report.
To kind of piggyback off there, do we have, as I say, frequent flyers of the unlocked door, unlocked window?
Yes.
Huh. Well.
One in particular.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you've had a conversation, or if not, conversations need to be had. All right. Public services.
Mr. Mayor.
You always gave the best committee report, sir. As Brian said, short to the point. All right. All right, Ms. Miller. Public properties.
Hopefully within the next month, we'll be starting on the new playground equipment at the park. And it's going to be a big change, good bit of equipment. It's going to look good.
Thanks again.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to move into the consent agenda. As you see what is before you, what is your wishes?
I move for adoption of the consent agenda.
Motion made. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Properly second. Any discussion? Call for the vote, please.
Okay. Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Andrick?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Hockenbrock?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yes.
And the consent agenda passes. And next we're going to move on to old business. Floor is there, sir.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to propose a motion to pass ordinances of 04-2018 as our budget for the coming fiscal year. We discussed this, we've held public hearings, we've held it for action, so I make a motion we approve.
I second.
Motion made. It is second. Floor is open for discussion if there is any. Call for the vote, please.
Okay. Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Andrick?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Hockenbrock?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yes.
And that too passes. Thank you. And off to item number 2, the rezoning request. The town manager would want to fill us in on that one, PD.
Yes, Mr. Mayor and Council. This is a rezoning request by Dennis and Doris Morris for the property along Cabins Road, totaling about 8.82 acres. It's currently zoned in the county as R2 and agriculture. Mr. and Mrs. Morris are requesting that the rezoning of the property be to R3. We had a public hearing last Monday at the Planning Commission meeting, joint public hearing, and the Planning Commission recommended approval of the rezoning. I will add that Mr. Shepherd raised a question at that meeting about could the town rezone the property even though it's technically not in town, and checked with Matt, Mr. Akers here on that question, and his opinion is that, you know, we're fine to rezone the property. As long as it's spelled out in the annexation ordinance that it will go, the rezoning would go into effect on July 1 when the annexation takes effect. So I believe I probably phrased that right.
That's right, yeah. Yep. So it'd be effective once it's annexed into the town.
I'll make a motion that we give the rezoning to R3.
My second.
Is there any discussion on it at this point? Call for the vote, please.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Andrick?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Hockenbrock?
Yes.
And Mr. Reedy?
Yes.
And that too passes.
Thank you all.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Next, we're going to move into new business. What we have before us is the appointment of Howard Hockenbrock, representing the Mount Jackson United Methodist Church as a trustee for the Mount Jackson Union Church. Anyone have any questions about that? As you know, we appoint the trustee there, so I'll have to entertain a motion.
I move we appoint Howard to represent the Mount Jackson Methodist Church as trustee for the Union Church.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Howard's like his daddy.
Amen to that. All right, call for the vote, please.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Andrick?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Hockenbrock?
I'm staying.
Okay. And Mr. Reedy?
Yes. All right, that passes.
Your last chance to vote.
No, he's got one more. He gets one more. He won't go out with an extension. All right, item number two then, which got switched down from the docket earlier, is to appoint Jim Wolf as an honorary trustee for the namesake above with the Union Church. What is your pleasure?
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion that we designate Jim Wolf as an honorary trustee of the Union Church Board.
Motion made. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All right. Any discussion?
I recently had an opportunity to talk with Jim's daughter about this, and she was so pleased and happy that this is being done. She's very happy about it.
I think we're all glad to be able to do it. All right. So we have a motion made, properly second. Any other discussion? Call for the vote, please.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Andrick?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Hockenbrock?
Yes.
Mr. Reedy?
Yes.
All right. That too passes. All right. So now we're on to our next piece of business. Mr. Fowler, would you like to take the lead on this, please?
We received a special use permit request from 5935 King Street LLC. Mr. Todd Holtzman. Mr. Holtzman is requesting a special use to convert the existing downstairs commercial use into three residential units at the address of 5935 King Street. This was presented and introduced last Monday at the Planning Commission meeting. They voted to set the joint public hearing for July 2nd, 2018 at 7 p.m.
Thank you for that introduction. Council, floor is yours.
It's really have so many people who can make this motion.
Well,
I move that we grant special use permit request for 5935 King Street LLC and set a joint public hearing for July 2nd.
The motion is made. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All right. Short timers are together here on this one. All right, very good. Any discussion? Call for the vote, please.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Andrick?
Abstain.
Okay. Mr. Pfeiffer?
Abstain.
Okay. Mr. Shepherd?
Wow, we're going to look around for this, couldn't we?
You could.
Yes.
That was a yes. Okay, I thought you said something else. Okay, Mr. Hockenbrock?
Yes.
And Mr. Reedy?
Yes.
All right. And that passed. No help to you. All right.
Well, for me, I could quit.
Yeah, you could. I might have a discussion outside of here before you come back. All right, now we're on to item number three, which I already brought up, but apparently we need that as a motion. The organizational meeting of the town council to be on July 2nd, 2018 at 8 a.m. Of course, everything goes into effect July 1, but that is on a Sunday, and that is why we are having it on a Monday morning. What is your pleasure, council?
I'll make a motion that we will set the July 2nd, 8 a.m. as the organizational meeting. The team brings it up. 8 o'clock, so even more than that.
Ooh, that is, that's all right.
I'll second that.
Thank you very much.
I'm getting around with something.
All right, we have that, no discussion. I will just say that I think if you look back, my last meeting as a town council, I made sure to make the motion for this because I knew I wasn't going to be at that. I was disappointed in you. You all had an opportunity to put everybody else in a meeting and that you didn't have to attend. All right, call for the vote.
Just a quick amendment to that, if I could. And I think the staff already does this, just a reminder. At this organizational meeting, establish the list of all of our meetings for the coming year as a permanent record as to when the plan of meeting.
Yep.
Great. It's a great little add-on to that meeting. Thank you.
Very good. Anything else? Now we shall call for the vote.
Okay. Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Andrick?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Hockenbrock?
Yes.
And Mr. Reedy?
Yes. Okay. All right, that two passes. And next is the award of non-ethanol unleaded gasoline bid and diesel fuel bid to Holtzman Oil Corporation. I believe we all saw in our packets the comps on this. They were the low bidder. And this would begin on July 1, 2017. What is your pleasure?
Bucky, it was yeah. July 2018.
What did I say?
2017. It's.
It says
yeah, it should
Charles
say 2018.
Markley, put it on the teleprompter. I'm just glad it didn't say anything bad. All right. Let's make that July 1, 2018. Now, what is your point?
I move that we award the non-ethanol unleaded gasoline bid and diesel fuel bid to Holtzman Oil Corp. beginning July 1, 2018.
I'll second. Dynamic duo strikes again. All right, we have a main motion, and it is properly seconded. Is there any discussion?
I got a question.
Yeah.
Since I work for propane, can I vote on oil?
No.
Let's.
I don't see a problem.
For oil.
I say it's all right with me.
Yeah. Let's just play it safe and say no.
Curiosity.
Oh, yeah, I think I'd probably follow.
Well, I'd play safe, but just curiosity, since I don't actually work for the oil corporation, but I work for the propane.
Yeah.
Does that present a problem?
I think potentially it does.
Okay,
not
that's all I want to know.
As he said,
he follows the mayor.
in this one matter, maybe
I'm just curious. And I figured since he was here, I'd get an answer.
And you got one. I approve of that answer. Now, let's go to the vote.
Okay, Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Andrick?
Abstain.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Abstain.
Mr. Shepherd? was that a yes? Okay. Mr. Hockenbrock?
Yes.
And Mr. Reedy?
Yes. Okay. All right, that too passes. Well, we are at the end of the meeting, and I think it would only suit that one of the timers took care of the adjournment. Thank you all very much. Again, thank you all for everything. Thank you all for coming out. And don't forget, we're, I think, still using the side door. If you're superstitious like me, you'll do it anyway. Before you came in. Yeah.